Hey, it's Evans, and this morning I've got Brian Wheat in here. He is the Director of Sustainable Agriculture at the Lowcountry Local First, and that is a very appropriate name, by the way, Wheat.
You bet it is. Very botanical. Good morning, so, Evans.
How you doing?
Excellent. Thank you.
So Brian's here to discuss a new agricultural business planning course being offered by Lowcountry Local First. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, sir. So what we're offering is an 8-week intensive in an agricultural-related business development. And what that looks like is a series of lectures and hands-on courses that would culminate in the development of a business plan framework for those who are ready to make the move towards identifying and securing funding for their business or really just honing their existing business plan. And we're offering that in conjunction with Clemson Extension's Agribusiness Department. We are sort of deferring a lot of the expertise in that process to their team. And that's going to run from September 10th through October 29th. And then that also culminates in a pitch competition, too, so that the participants will have an opportunity to review their business plan with a group of peers and professionals and get feedback on that.
So, and it's not just people that want to start farms. There's a lot of stuff that has to do with agriculture here.
Absolutely. So, I mean, we can go anywhere from, you know, your classic specialty crops, veggie market farming, to cut flowers, to other value-added products. So if you're interested in or have a business that you'd like to develop further and it is related in some way to local agriculture, we're interested in helping you along that process. And this is a way for us to scaffold on some of the greater work that we do in farm business training and support around this region.
So you could grow organic corn and make moonshine, and that's an agricultural
Absolutely.
Product.
Absolutely, we would fully support that. No
we
doubt.
Were discussing that before I turned the microphone on, that there's a moonshine here in South Carolina that is a certified South Carolina-grown product, at least the sugar and the corn in it. So it's kind of a cool thing.
I'm sure it's great stuff.
It's a little harsh. I've had it a few times.
Well,
how can people get involved in this, and how can they find out about it?
Well, we have applications open currently. We have 20 spaces available in the class, and you can go to our website, lowcountrylocalfirst.org or lowcountrylocalfirst.org to link up with that application. Pretty simple. Just ask some questions about, you know, what your plans are, what your interests are, what your level of experience is, and we really are offering this to a broad spectrum of people and levels of existing business development. So just hit up the website and you can apply there. There is a cost for the program. It's $450 for that 8-week program.
Oh, but that's not bad for 8 weeks.
It's not bad at all. I agree. And then you also get $100 back when you give your pitch competition. So that's kind of a buffer. You know, if you are ready and willing to do that pitch competition and showcase that in front of the professionals that are going to review that for you, then you get $100 back after.
All right. Well, Brian, thanks for coming in this morning. I appreciate it. And is there anything else you want to add?
What we do is advocate for a local living economy here, and we have a couple of different programs that we offer, one of them being our Good Farming Program. And that work is pretty comprehensive in that we offer support for existing farm businesses and new and beginning farmers. We give a training for 6 months through the College of Charleston and also offer an apprenticeship program with them. And that's called the Growing New Farmers Program. But what we see is this business planning class is a great way to scaffold on the knowledge that people have gained through that course and sort of slowly and further building their farm business, which can be a very daunting and challenging industry to get into currently. Our farmers need all the support that they can get, and approaching this course and approaching that profession from a business standpoint is really crucial.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Evans.